Ambiguous Robot and Earnest Hero Watching Anime. Episode X. Skate the Infinity Winter Break. Created by Seer, Opal Song,
and Cantorina.
Fandom, Skate the Infinity. Rating, general audiences. Category, Gen. Relationships, Langa Reiki. Too cool girl. / high femme snowboarding queen. Also tagged for podcast, fake podcast, prequel, fake canon, Langa's snowboarding past. What if they made a prequel to Skate about Langa? Humor and feelings.
Welcome back.
It's another episode of Ambiguous Robot and Earnest Hero Watching Anime, the podcast all about anime, fandom, and what shows are worth spending your short hours on this earth watching, and the drama they create along the way.
I'm your co-host, Inamorati.
And I'm your other co-host, Emerald Melody.
Today we're talking about Skate Infinity Winter Break, the prequel series to Skate the Infinity. And no, don't ask us why it's called that. This is just the anime nonsense that we're here for.
As a very quick summary of the series, it's the story of Langa's time as a snowboarder and the period leading up to his dad's death and him moving to Okinawa with his mom.
Okay, so right off, it's a show that's kind of pulled in two directions. On the one hand, it's the wacky fun of the original Skate. And on the other, facing the tragic impending reality of losing a parent. This isn't the only instance of two-direction pulling in the series either, but we'll get to that later.
Just in case this is the very first episode of this podcast you've ever heard, first of all, welcome! Please remember that we are terrible at remembering character names.
Speak for yourself, I'm only kind of bad at remembering character names.
I'm jealous! Anyway, for that reason, we generally refer to the characters by their tropes instead of their actual name.
Except Langa, who transcends trope.
Indeed. Let's list off the characters quickly, or it'll get too distracting to explain them later. Especially if we're in the middle of talking about something else.
Let's start off with the bully. Gotta have that antagonist with the heel face turn. He's the rich kid whose dad owns the mountain and ski hill, but is revealed to have strong moral fiber and doesn't want to win if it's not for the right reasons.
There's the love interest. She's head over heels for Langa, but he doesn't notice. Langa is only interested in snowboarding.
A little side note on love interest. Remember when I mentioned that the show was pulled in two directions? She's a perfect example. Her dad is Langa's snowboard coach, right? So she has an excuse to always hang around. And it's not surprising that she's a great snowboarder, too. But never quite in the same league as the boys, of course. She's clumsy and quirky, and her meet-cute with Langa is spilling a plate of poutine on him. So she's presented initially as this really stereotypical anime love interest character, and then wham! We find out her career ambition is to live on an isolated hut at the top of the mountain, measuring atmospheric conditions.
We've got a few more ladies, which maybe they were compensating for the complete lack of ladies in Skate, but I'm not complaining. We've got the too cool girl. She's not just cool, she's too cool. one of Lunga's snowboard senpai.
And our other senpai is the high femme snowboarding queen, which isn't a trope I've seen very often. This is probably the first time, but I would like to submit high femme snowboarding queen into the official anime trope database.
Adding it to the wiki now.
Two Cool Girl and High Femme Snowboarding Queen are a couple, naturally.
They're literally the Joen Cherry of the prequel. But I will say, I respect that they don't map onto Joen Cherry one-to-one.
Right, Joe is very cool, but not too cool. It's a different vibe. I would say that Cherry is closer to Too Cool, but I would also say that Cherry is more High Femme. Joe is not Femme.
Joe is... Hi, bro?
Yes. No? We're off track. There's a few more characters to mention. There's the coach, who you already mentioned. He's love interest's dad. Those are literally his only true characteristics.
There's the kid sibling. I won't lie, we got distracted for 5 minutes when this character was introduced and didn't catch exactly whose sibling they are. We didn't go back because we figured context clues would sort it out. But they never did.
For example, this kid immediately calls every other character Oni-san or One-san.
The confusion was baffling after 2 episodes and just hilarious after 12.
I feel like we can assume that Langa's not the big bro, but only because Skate exists.
And then there's Langa's parents, of course. They're not really that involved in the snowboarding plot. We do see Langa snowboard with his dad in the first episode, but mostly their plot is the, you know, sad hospital plot.
Okay, one more bit of housekeeping before we jump into the show proper. I just want to quickly clarify some terminology. We'll be using snowboarding to refer to just snowboarding, but using skiing more generically. Like, you can snowboard on a ski hill, but a snowboard hill isn't a thing. If it was a thing, it would just mean snowboarding.
So if someone's a skier, does that mean they ski or snowboard?
In this context, it would specifically mean skiing.
Got it. Hopefully it won't get confusing, but I think we'll be fine.
If it's not fine, I mean, let us know, but also it'll be too late to change anything by then.
I believe in you.
In me?
Well, yes, always, but also in our listener to figure it out.
I don't think we need to summarize the plot episode by episode. But I also don't think we need to summarize the plot kind of at all. It's a sports anime. You know what you're getting into.
Friendship, homoerotic rivalry, teamwork, Olympics.
The plot is Lunga wants to join the Canadian Olympic team, which he'd be young. He's what, like 9th grade right now? I know there are Olympic athletes that young, but still.
If you've seen Skate, I think you can guess that he didn't snowboard for the Canadian Olympic team. Or they should have mentioned that. So the question isn't so much, does he make the team, but why doesn't he make the team?
A mystery. Oh, and meanwhile, in the background, his dad is dying. However could these coincide?
Oh, we'll get to the ending, but we're not ready to spoil it quite yet.
I want to mention the series villain, in that there isn't one. There's the bully character, but there isn't really the same villain to the snowboarding plot. Except maybe the mountain? Again, not just a repeat of Skate, which had Adam as the villain.
It's a bit like Haikyuu. Everyone is just doing their best, even if they're directly competing in the races or competitions. But that's not the same as being a villain. Even when some characters are jerks, those jerks are just as likely to be on your team as the other one.
Can we talk about the beach episode?
Oh, yes, please.
Okay, let's set the stage for our listeners who haven't seen the show. Here's High Femme Snowboarding Queen in her bikini and sunglasses. She's putting on sunscreen, and it's all very strongly suggesting that she's at the beach. We see her put on sunglasses, but importantly, we never actually get a shot of her feet.
And then she opens the door to step outside, The sun flares off the camera, and wham! She's at the top of the ski hill, snowboarding down in her swimsuit.
To be fair, skiing in the spring isn't that far off from this.
How far is not far?
It's, okay, it's far, but also not?
Somehow I understood that. So, bikinis on the hill is unrealistic, naturally, but by how much?
No jacket? Yes. Shorts? Sure. Probably if you're that guy. Bikini? Bit of a reach.
This is anime. We're here for the reach. We don't want realistic.
We get to see all of our characters snowboard in beach gear, but most are covered up. Board shorts and a hoodie type of thing.
Board shorts are for all kinds of boarding.
I have a few more episodes or scenes noted that I want to highlight.
Yeah, same.
So in episode 3, there's a fake-out car crash with Longa's parents. And at this point, we, the audience, are like, oh crap, is this how Longa's dad dies? They're doing it already? But nobody's actually hurt.
What I thought was cool was that it wasn't just shock / fake out for those of us who watched Skate and know that Longa's dad won't make it through the season. It's also foreshadowing for any viewers who haven't seen Skate, like how casual and familiar Longa and his family is with the hospital, being on a first-name basis with the nurses and the doctor and stuff.
What did you think of the love interest resolution?
We got a better resolution than most shown in our sports shows with the lovesick girl and clueless boy trope.
She and Longa have a genuinely touching scene, which resolves the fully platonic goodbye between them.
There is explicitly no torch carrying when Longa moves away. And I mean that as an absolute compliment. Let love interest live in her mountaintop shack measuring the electromagnetic waves of northern lights. That sounds like a happily ever after to me. Especially since we've already been told that's her exact ambition. Love it!
Speaking of romantic scenes, I liked the flashback to the meet-cute of Longa's parents. Longa's dad is a snowboard instructor to a beginner class, but of adult students, including Longa's mom. She catches the front edge of her snowboard on the downhill slope and just faceplants.
As someone who took exactly one snowboard lesson as an adult myself, this scene was deeply relatable. Biographical, you might say. Except for the marrying my instructor part.
Yes, I think that would have come up in conversation at least once before.
Switching gears somewhat, can I have a mini rant here? A part of the show to highlight, but not in a good way this time?
What's a rant when it's a positive? A gush? I think our platform is just a train of gushes and mini rants loosely held together.
Well, this one is definitely a rant. There's an episode in the second half of the season when Bully, who's partially through his redemption arc at this point, has a snowboard tumble where he injures his tailbone. It's so bad that they have to put him on a stretcher on his stomach.
If you haven't seen the show and you're wondering how they get stretchers halfway up a mountain, they pull them up on a sled behind a snowmobile. They've got snowmobile paths that crisscross horizontally the hill so they don't have to drive straight up or down anywhere really steep.
I appreciate your instruction for clarity. But his tailbone! A broken tailbone is the actual worst. I've never broken my tailbone, but I did bruise it once, just a bruise, and I couldn't sit in a chair for days. I still find long car rides agony. Oh, and that tailbone bruise was 6 years ago.
I know where this is going. I mean, I already got this rant when we were watching the show together.
Bully is back in the ski lodge the next episode, sitting in a chair. Like it's no big deal. It's a big deal.
I guess he didn't really injure his tailbone, huh?
They don't say that directly, but it's the only explanation that I will accept. Because that does happen. A painful landing doesn't automatically mean injury. Okay, mini rant over. What about you? Any rants, big or small?
We do like to rant about first aid here. Now, I'll say there was no incidence of CPR, which means they didn't mess it up. I don't know much specifically about the first aid procedure for a tailbone injury, so I don't know if being laid on your stomach is the accepted procedure, so we'll allow it here. Is it time to scale?
Sure. Let's scale.
If this is your first time listening to our podcast, we like to rant shows according to our preferred genres. The Emerald Melody Scale is weighted shonen and measures action and excitement. The Inamorati Scale is weighted shoujo and measures feelings. You should go first.
I'm ranking the show out of 5 sparkly emeralds. The animation quality is on par with Skate, so that's 1 sparkly emerald score right there. Poor animation means poor action, because action needs that dynamism of good animation. They don't have snowboard sequences in every episode, but it's clear they put effort into them. My overall score is 3 sparkly emeralds to Skate the Infinity Winter Break. That's not an insult. It just means they had other priorities than all action, all adrenaline, all the time. While I personally can't relate, I do respect it.
The Inamorati scale measures out of 5 loud lovers. I'm going to straight up say I rank it a strong 4. That last episode. In typical anime bullshit fashion, that's not an insult, by the way. Lunga's at the top of the mountain. It's his final tryout for the Canadian Olympic team, and he gets a call on his cell from his mom. Yes, they let you bring your cell phone to Olympic tryouts, I guess. And his dad is going. He's on his way out. And Lunga has to decide, go through with the Olympic tryout route, or take a different way down the mountain, which will conveniently take him right to his dad's hospital. One way leads to his dreams, and what he's been working towards this entire series. And the other way not only abandons that dream, but it's through dangerous back trails. We already know that Lunga doesn't join any Olympic team, so it's an obvious guess that he goes to his dad instead. But it's so well done. The pacing and the expressions, the score and everything, it just hits hard. That was a 5 Loud Lovers episode by itself, but the series as a whole gets a 4.
Almost time for closing thoughts. I've got something I want to add here quickly, if I may.
Is this a Twitter thing?
That's right. I mentioned it before we started recording. Don't worry, listener. You didn't miss it. I mean, you did miss it, but through no fault of your own. Anyway, when we decided this was our next episode, I did a quick Twitter search to gauge fan reactions. And I came across a unicorn viewer. Someone who was watching Skate the Infinity Winter Break without ever having seen Skate. They didn't seem to realize it was a prequel at all.
I'd say that on the whole, the show is newcomer friendly. But the ending.
The ending!
The rest of us could see it was coming, at least.
They seemed genuinely torn up by the ending. They did get plenty of replies pointing them to Skate.
It is comforting to know that Lunga gets a boyfriend and a new passion. That his story doesn't end with sacrificing your dream to say goodbye to your dying father. See, I'm sad just describing it.
Boyfriend and new passion.
Right. Boyfriend and new passion. Winter Break is the beginning of Lunga's story, not the end.
That's deep, bro.
Okay, closing thoughts. Do you recommend Winter Break to anyone listening?
I'd recommend it for anyone who enjoyed Skate. But I'd also recommend watching Skate again after you finish Winter Break. We kind of just finished explaining why.
Is there an ad read this week?
Not after last time.
We didn't break any terms of service.
That's the only reason we're still allowed to air at all.
Well, I'll never apologize for consumer transparency.
That's our show, folks. Short and sweet. Let us know how you enjoyed Skate Infinity Winter Break. And if you've ever broken your tailbone.
Do they really carry you on a stretcher on your stomach? We gotta know.
Bye! The end. If you enjoyed this podfic, you can smash that, wait, no, wrong platform. You can hit the kudos button if you really want to. And if you really feel like it, you can leave some feedback. You can do that by commenting on this work, which can be found at AO3, so archiveofourown.org/users/any of our usernames. So Seer, Opalsong, or Cantarina. Thanks for listening.